And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to a very busy San Diego Landings here this morning in Point Loma. And we have the man, Kevin Nakata, the Sea Samurai, is in the house. We're going to have some great talk about this guy can fish. He's going to share his knowledge with you. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. You said it best. Sea Samurai Day. What more do you say about Kevin? And this is a dude that fishes everything and is really, really into it. This is going to be a great show.
Yeah. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
What's going
great
on?
Great to have you. So,
Thank you.
Fishing, that's what you do.
I like how Rick said it. I'm really, really into it. I probably have a little bit of a problem with fishing.
It's not little.
Yeah.
It's not little,
yeah,
Kevin.
It's serious.
Yeah,
it's terminal.
Sorry. I get really over eccentric a lot when I'm fishing, and screaming and yelling is not uncommon. So
yeah.
I think people get surprised by that when I'm on the boat.
Yeah. No, I've had you on my boat fishing, and you kind of make it because it's so excited about fishing, and you know how to fish. Do you know how to catch them is what the key is. You have such intuitive knowledge about being in the right place at the right time and what the proper thing to use is, all that stuff.
What do they say? It's like 80% luck and 20% skill?
Yeah.
When it comes to fishing?
take all you can get, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what have you been fishing lately?
Right now I'm fishing sheephead.
All right. Starting
to get to the
sheephead.
High time. And
okay.
And I guess the... Not too long ago, it was that sea bass and yellowtail stuff off the squid, which was really interesting. And
that's the stuff off of Mission Beach there, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's long gone. I've been looking around, and it's just not around. But it was, I got into it way too late, and it was happening. And of course, all the locals were in on it way before anyone else.
Sure.
So I'm sure they had high times. So But that was a very different spot than I'm usually fishing.
Well, and it's so weird, too, that spot is bit before, back in the days when we were catching a lot of sea bass. It was really good there. But normally in, like, the spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was mid-August, right? Am I right? Yeah.
Yeah, kudos really to whoever found that one. That was, yeah. I'm sure that thing was biting way before anyone was in on
it. Kind of off-season for it.
Totally.
Yeah. So, so like you say, it was here and gone, but that was another thing. And then, so, sheephead. What's the deal with the sheephead?
It's a very easy fish to catch, I'd say, when you really get it dialed in. A lot of people don't target it because it's just kind of bycatch for a lot of rock fishermen that are fishing whatever, live sardine or whatever. But they eat a lot of crustaceans, and they love shrimp. And that's if you can go down and get a bag of shrimp from Costco or wherever, and you drop it down to the bottom, anywhere there's rocks, pretty much that's all you need. And there's sheephead. Yeah, it's pretty...
Dropper loop style?
Dropper loop, yep. It's, the funnest thing about it, I was fishing with Todd Burton, TB Metal Art, yesterday.
Great.
And we're obsessive over sheephead. Like, he's got one... we were talking about tattoos. I don't have any tattoos yet, but he's talking about... And I don't know if I would get one, but he's like, I got one tattoo, and it's a sheephead.
Sheephead, okay.
And we fished yesterday, and we were, getting picked off one after another, super smart in the spot we were at. And we're, just talking trash and like, man, why do we fish for these things? They just constantly pick off our bait. Well, it's just like they're so addictive. They're so smart. They know how to pull your bait off the hook. It's crazy. We think they look at your bait from the side and they figure out where your hook is in the middle of the mush that you have, and then they pull it off. Like, it's that.
And they're just, it's a fish that's close to the beach and easy accessible, but it's kind of the, it's kind of the king of the rocks, and they pull hard,
they pull
man.
Hard.
You get a big one, you get a big, red and black barred up 10-pound. I mean, that thing pulls hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun fish.
Yeah, it's an interesting fish, too, just their whole life cycle
totally.
And everything like that. It's an amazing fish, and they eat well, too.
They eat very well. It's a great ceviche.
Yeah.
Typically, we're trying to get, above a 15 is, a good one for us. So we go after.
That's just a good one.
That's a good one.
Guys.
Yeah, above 15.
Yeah.
Above 15.
What's
a good
your
one.
Largest?
My personal is 23 around here.
Oh,
that's
man.
Local.
Yeah, local.
Wow.
I've gotten many above 20, so I'm lucky enough to have gotten some good ones.
That's cool.
I was telling Kevin that back when I was in my 20s, I used to do a lot of scuba diving at San Clemente Island, Santa Barbara Island, and it was so loaded with giant sheephead there that I used to do a lot of underwater photography, and one time I was shooting photography, and those things have thick skin, right?
Yeah,
so when you hit them with a spear, sometimes it bounces
sure.
off. Well, I always carry a game bag with me when I was shooting pictures, just in case.
Yeah, you never know.
And I bagged an 18-pounder with a camera in my hand.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Because it was kind of like going sideways. I was like, oh, look at that. Just grab them in the bag, right?
<That's cool.
laughs> But yeah, it's a fun fish.
It is a fun
target.
Fish.
And there's some big ones around.
Yeah, and they're beautiful. Aside from the fight and everything, when you bring them up, they're just so crazy looking with the solid black and red in between. They drive me crazy.
Yeah.
So
what else is your obsession this summer?
Bluefin.
Bluefin. That thing?
Surprise,
yeah.
Surprise.
That stuff, yeah.
That was, I feel like I'm 5 years too late on this whole thing, but it was just, for me, I did so much popper fishing this year, just so happy with where I went to go and do that. It was it was crazy off the 9 mile bank when that was here for it seemed like a month. It was just so awesome to fish it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to go 8 miles out and go into foamer fishing and do that on a regular basis. It seemed like for a week straight, I was sleeping in a buddy of mine's boat and going out every single afternoon and just getting into whatever mess was out there. And there was a lot of people, but it was just biting. It seemed like it was good.
So
cool.
Fun. So what was the hot ticket? What were you getting them on?
Popper.
Poppers.
Yeah. So I had I have a good connection over in Hawaii. A lot of my family lives over there. And there's this popper called a Kubera popper. It's made by this company called Hero, which is H-E-R-O. Great little – it's a little popper. They make anywhere from a 140 all the way up to God knows how big. but they're super small, made of polonia wood, and you can throw them as far as you can. Really indestructible, bomb-proof. They're super. I don't carry them. Like, we're going to probably talk about this other thing I'm doing, but, like, man, they are just a kick butt popper for what the price
really?
Is. Yes, they're like 30-something bucks, but, man, it's...
Small popper, they eat it.
They eat it, yeah. So this year I decided when I was getting into the popper thing again, I really didn't get an appreciation for what I had done in the previous years. I was always working in an office, working 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 and during the week, and I never was able to get on the proper like foamer bite, you know? So this year when I started getting into it finally, I decided, like, I wanted to be a little scared when I threw into these things. So, because it was like, you can't catch a big one on these big reels and, like, ah, you know, it's like, yeah, that's cool, but, like, what would it really feel like with this? So I started fishing the bigger bait casters for, like, bigger ones, like 140s to, like, you know, anywhere from 100 to 140s.
You're talking like a Tranx 500 or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a more like a 400.
I was going to say, 400. That's not what I gathered out of that. Yeah. I thought he was talking about, you know, stuff that you would fish calico bass with at Cedros.
Yes.
You're trying to catch 100-pounders.
Literally, that's what I was doing, and with calico bass setups. And it was awesome.
It worked, huh?
It worked, but you get your butt kicked. And you lose some.
And that was the popper fishing?
The popper fishing.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
But you were doing this because you had caught a bunch of fish this year, and you were having multiple shots at doing it, and now you're looking for the next challenge. And, boy, if you do that often, it really gives you an appreciation, and you learn how hard you can pull on what, you know, what you would regard as bass tackle. You learn really how much pressure you can put on things. And
it's surprising.
If you're going into that with a purpose, it can really teach you a lot about your fishing tackle.
Yes, and the one thing I really learned about that was the ability to be able to cast really very far. Very, very far compared to, like, a bigger, like a Talica 20, for example, right? Even though I would count that as maybe, some people count that as a smaller reel for popper fishing. For me personally, I can't cast that reel very well with the big popper. I just, I backlash a lot, you know.
Professional overrun.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it does that little thing,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
It does that, it just keeps going ahead of me, and I haven't ever been able to really get that tuned in for myself, and I've missed a lot of opportunities. So I said to myself, after catching a couple on that, I was like, you know, maybe it's time to try to give this a shot and just see what actually is possible and try to challenge and get a little scared. And you can cast really far with those things. And when you get them dialed in especially, and then when you're fighting a fish, you'd be surprised how much drag these reels can put out.
And how much power, right?
It's impressive.
That
Tranx 400 is really, really powerful.
It's a powerful reel. Yeah. It works. So, last time you were on the show, you were with Hobie,
mm-hmm.
and now you've moved on kind of onto your own. Well, you took some time off and got in some fishing fix. But now you're on a new gig here with Savage Gear, right?
Yes. So I left Hobie in January with great terms.
Mm-hmm.
I will never, ever say anything bad about Hobie. They are a wonderful kayak company. I still fish their products. I won't ever fish in their kayak brand. It is just...
Oh, that's the best.
The last project I was helping out with was the Lynx. Have you tried that?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
The Lynx is amazing.
It's a fantastic, like, little mission thing. If you want to go and sight fish or do something like that, that's what I really like it for.
Yeah.
When I was prototyping, I went out and I gave myself about a 3 to 4 hour span before I had to jump into actual work at the office, right? So I take this thing out, I go and fish it, side fish yellowtail. I grab maybe one or two. I only usually took home one because it's all you could really put on a link.
Oh, only took home one.
Yeah, you know.
Yellow. Yeah, I just got one
early.
Or two yellows. Yeah.
Yeah.
No big.
Then you come in, you know, and you're coming in on this paddleboard looking thing, and when you're prototyping, it's pretty interesting to see people at the launch. They're all,
what?
Everyone's coming up going, whoa, did you make that? And, you know, You got to keep your sunglasses and your face mask up so you don't really work for Hobie. And then, and you're like, yeah, I built this. I you know, glassed it all. And they're like asking detailed questions. How'd you get the dimensions for the Mirage drive to fit in there and all that stuff? And I'm like, So anyways, I got to go.
That's funny. Yeah, but they're an amazing thing. And so you still kayak fish?
I do. Yeah. I do it for myself, though. You know, I guided. I still have Sea Samurai, but that's my business. And I started that in 2010. But I needed some time to go and reinvigorate myself to like fishing for myself again.
Sure.
Because I got to that point where it was starting to become a job.
Yeah.
And I think that everyone kind of goes, I can't, you know, what's so interesting is like you invite me on your show and you have all these guys that have been fishing for literally their entire lives for money, you know? And, you know, it's an honor to be here, but I definitely know there's other people that could use this mic and, you know, put more business to them.
It's all about fishing knowledge, though.
And I'm talking about getting burned out, and I've only been, you know.
Yeah, but it's passion, you know, and that's what you have. You have the passion to fish, and that's what we kind of share with people.
That's why I was excited. Why I was excited that Kevin was coming on, is because he is just as stoked fishing largemouth bass as he is catching a sheephead, as he is catching a bluefin. You know,
exactly.
You want to talk about, you know, extreme. And, like, and I think the fact that you're targeting sheephead is, that's what I think I like about Kevin. And that's why I think he's going to be so great for the show, sharing all the stuff, because you have the means of doing all kinds of great stuff. You could spend all your time fishing the pinnacle game fish, catching yellowtails or catching bluefin, but just super stoked to be catching rockfish on the bottom, you know, and the passion's what it's about.
Yeah, and he has lots of knowledge to share, too. And so this new Savage Gear, what do they do?
So, leading into that, my new job, which is just fresh. I mean, it's fresh. I was told about maybe a little over a week ago, I'm going to be repping Savage Gear products and Bubba Blades, two great brands. Savage Gear is an up-and-coming brand. Really well known over in Europe, and actually the East Coast too. A lot of people have picked up on this, but not so much down here. A little underappreciated for what they make, but phenomenal products. They do a lot of really ultra lifelike, you know.
Super, anything. Yeah, you brought an array of them. Super lifelike.
Pretty much any fish thing you can think of, mullet, ballyhoo, mackerel.
Yeah.
They do 3D printed scans and make baits out of it.
Wow.
It's really interesting. Squids. I know myself and the guy that who designed some of these products, most of them in Americas, which his name's Jose Chavez. He's a good buddy of mine, and we met each other through Hobie. And there's actually a long history of knowing him through my mom, who's the CEO of Sharp Coronado. But she used to work at Memorial, and he was hustling a bunch of medical equipment.
Oh.
So they knew each other before I even knew him. So it's interesting. And now he's designing lures.
This is going to be a difficult thing to explain to people over the radio show, but the realism of these baits that you brought in to show us is just
pretty
crazy.
Yeah.
And you were saying that in a lot of their bait making, they'll actually do a 3D print of the live fish. Like they go the opposite direction, where somebody maybe tries to carve a lure that looks like a mackerel. They take an actual mackerel, make a 3D print of it, and then they make a lure out of that.
Right. That is like their business.
It's
make that.
So cool looking.
Yeah,
I mean, we'll put some photos up on Instagram and stuff, but that is really cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. And good news, we're back to normal. Phones are all good.
Yeah, it was a fun day, though, yesterday, too. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, but a great time. And, man, this is just a great opportunity to talk to a dude that just loves fishing and is going to love sharing your info with you. If you want to join us, we're ready to hear from you. 213-432-1090. Back to our good old phones on the Mightier 1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or, as always, you can text the show. The text the show option is only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download, an easy way to join and fun and participate in the show. And, man, we are not only talking with Kevin all morning, not only talking about great fishing, we are giving away such a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on board the Liberty on a full-day trip at a Fisherman's Landing, fishing with Captain Taro, and get in on this great local fishing. I know guys have had, a mix of bluefin, yellowfin, still some Dorado kelps to be had, so some great full-day fishing going on, and somebody's going to get to go fishing. Again, if you want to get through, talk to Kevin, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. And during the break, Kevin looked at us and just said, man, there's no way that that's going to be enough for the prize. And you want to talk about
a trip on the Liberty?
Yeah,
what?
That's what we're saying. Yeah, man, that's a really big deal. So talk about an all-time sweetening of the pot. Kevin has basically handpicked a Savage Gear prize pack, and someone is going to go away with not only a full-day trip on the Liberty, but a crazy assortment of Savage Gear goodies that you're going to get.
Like $500 worth.
Yeah,
you
we're
say,
talking
right?
about this. Yes. This is a... $500 goes a long way. This is really cool.
It's a lot of gear.
It's a lot of gear.
It's a lot of Savage Gear.
It's a lot of Savage Gear. Yeah. It's going to be quite a few Max Sticks in there. Some there's such a broad line of this stuff. The squids for... rock fishing and for sea bass, whoever it might be. There's going to be three of each thing in this pack, so I'm excited for someone to win it.
Yeah.
If you've never tried it before or someone that's dire or really wants dying to have some more, I'm sure they'll be calling. But, it's going to be a good pack.
All right.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, again, if you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090 gets you in the running for all those killer prizes. But just better yet, your opportunity to talk to Kevin, get some questions answered on your fishing.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. They're getting packed up. We're going to start in an Escondido with our buddy John. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I got a comment and a question. And my comment is, one of your sponsors, the gas station, you guys always talk about them and everything
Summit
like that,
gasoline.
But one of the things you guys haven't, yes, And one of the things you guys haven't mentioned, right, you pull into this place with your boat, and most gas stations have short hoses. They've got the super long hoses so you can get on both sides. I was with my buddy the other day going out on his boat, and that was just so convenient because you have to turn around, spin around, come back to fill the other side of it. So on all the other cool things that they do, they've even got the long hoses that make it convenient to put gas in your boat. And then my question is, when you're fishing for the sheephead, what size hooks and what's your favorite bait to use?
Good question.
Yeah, the sheephead, they're really picky, so or not picky, they're really easy. They really easily pick off the bait, so the hooks are really important. A 2-odd circle hook, anywhere from a 2-odd to a 4-odd, depending on the size of the fish you're getting or missing. In that, if you're missing a lot of fish, drop down size. But a 2-odd or a 4-odd circle hook and shrimp, Costco shrimp with the shell on, no shell off. You have to have the shell on to keep that bait stuck on the hook while they're picking at it. So
the raw shell on.
Raw, not cooked. Yeah.
Raw shell on. And a circle hook.
Circle hook.
That surprised me, okay, too. I was surprised on the circle hook.
Yeah, the circle hook, they have super hard and bony mouths, right?
Right.
So the only place you can get them to stick is the corner of the mouth. It's a very hard fish to hook, especially when they get really big, because some of these sheephead are eating lobsters and stuff like that, right? And cracking open urchins, we'll see. Imagine how hard this fish's mouth is.
Sure.
I take them out, and I literally make mounted, you know, little stations out of them with the teeth and the jaws. They're so hard.
So cool looking.
Yeah.
I know the commercial lobster guys say if they leave their lobsters in the trap too long, the sheephead eat all the legs away.
Yes.
Yeah.
During the season, if you start catching the lobster season, you start catching sheephead around the pots and stuff, if you open them up, you'll find that there's lobster legs in there.
Lobster legs in there, yeah. Uh-huh. So is that a good place to target sheephead?
It can be.
Yeah.
It can be. They're definitely smart.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to catch them, you got to be really – you got to think – you can't think like a tuna fish, right, which is like I'll eat anything when it's time.
Right.
This thing is going to eat all the time, but it's not going to eat everything.
Yeah.
So it's going to it's going to take some time for people, if you're trying to catch them. It's going to take time and a lot of frustration. You'll catch a lot of stuff, but when you finally get it dialed, then you'll figure out some things, some tips that really help you with that fish. It's a challenge, though.
Is there a size limit?
It's 12 inches, 5 fish.
12
And that's
inches,
part of your rock fish, right?
It's part of your rock fish.
Yeah. So you can only take 5,
okay,
right? So once you get past 5, then you have to, if you move on to rockfish, you can only catch 5 more rockfish.
Okay.
And that's it.
But it's considered rockfish.
It is considered a rockfish,
yeah.
A bottom fish. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Hey, good getting started,
yeah,
there, John.
Great.
Thanks a lot for the call.
So I do have a real quick question. Going back to the circle hook thing, that was done out of effectiveness of hooking the fish. It had nothing to do with your wanting to release. You just liked the placement that got you in the corner was the circle more so than
a J.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So the just my experience with it, not that someone else has a better way of doing
it,
right?
I like it, yeah.
The circle hook has a lot of that burying power more than the J hook. A J hook, you can get to hook a fish, right? But often with the sheephead, the way they eat it, it's so, like, it's really, you can feel it. They're just
like
pulling.
Taking little bites.
Yeah, even the biggest one, they'll take it, and you just feel this, you know, I don't know if you guys ever read the book, Fish Have No Hands.
Yes, sure.
Mike Gardner told you to take your shirt and to pull your shirt away, just maybe a fingernail away, mm-hmm, and that's the bite of a spotty, right? That's what he said. That was with monofilament days, obviously, but it's the same thing with the sheephead. The biggest ones, they just come up and they'll sit there and then they'll puff it. They'll just, and you may never ever feel it, especially if you're doing dropper loop where that line's moving around like that. There's, you know.
And are you fishing it with braid Power Pro?
Yes, 65 pound test Power Pro on top of 40 pound Seaguar, preferably.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Something I like.
40 pounds.
40.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm catching some bigger ones, so it's like when I hook one.
And you may be in the kelp too, right?
Rick said it. They fight hard. Like
you have
about 4 seconds on a 20 pounder, and then you're done. So yeah.
Taking the rocks.
Cool.
Yeah, taking the rocks, and sometimes you hook other stuff. Yesterday I hooked something I don't even know what it was. It could have been a angel shark. It could have been a sea bass, like a shark, like
black sea bass.
I don't know what I hooked, but it just was going stupid on me, and I couldn't stop it. So.
Ha.
There's always something going on in the kelp, so
yeah, that's
there is always something going on in there. You never know what you're going to hook.
That's cool.
Yeah, I dig it. Well, hey, great phone call. Let's jump back into him and talk to Jerry. Jerry's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, great. Jerry?
Good.
Okay. Good morning.
Anyway, the question I have for you is that when you do your guiding tech trips, can you take a guy out that has never been through the surf, has been basically launching from launch ramps in different places? Can you teach us how to get in and out of the surf without killing ourselves?
when I get back and up and running again, which will be very soon, I can tell you for sure, I'll be going up again and getting people back on the water. Yes, I can. I've taken many, many, many people who have never even touched a fishing rod before. No problem. You know, I'm pretty patient. The reason why I took a little bit of a break was because I was starting to get a little bit and I'll be honest with you, I was just getting, like, impatient with people. And so I never wanted to be that way. And I always struggled with, towards the end of it, towards the end of me, like, stop doing it for, like, you know, up until maybe a year ago. I needed to take a break and make sure people are appreciating what they're seeing and appreciating the time that they get to have between them and the ocean. And it was always about, okay, let's go catch fish. And it wasn't so much about the thing that was happening around this person. Mm-hmm. So it was great because we were catching fish. You know, yeah. That's what I was doing. I was putting people on fish as best as I could. So anyways, getting back to taking you out. If you're coming out on the water, you don't need to come out with anything with me. I bring everything. You just need to come out with lunch. I don't make lunch for you. That's important. Especially with COVID nowadays, I don't think I'll be making lunches anytime soon. So. Yeah.
But you have experienced so much, you know, both obviously, you know, launching out of the surf, no issue for you, but you've helped so many people who might be novice at that act and kind of know how to guide a guy through, this is what we're waiting for, this is what the right opportunity, this is our window of time in regards to sets of swell and that kind of stuff.
Definitely. When you're coming back in, it's obviously the hardest thing as a kayak fisherman to do is, like, just to be calm enough to, if you have a catch, if you have your thousands of dollars of equipment, coming in on the surf can be more than daunting because you could lose it all. You know, it's, for a kayak fisherman, we're probably the cheapest people in the community. So, you know, when we come in, if you're losing even one setup, it's like a big deal. So coming in on the backside of a set, if you wanted a little tip, is the best way to approach the wave. You don't want to come in when there's a giant swell coming in. You want to watch the wave, keep yourself to the side. I pedal in on the backside of a wave. I don't paddle. So instead of paddling, which a lot of people do, and surfing the wave, I don't do any of that. I pedal on the backside of a wave.
Yeah.
So you just try to keep the wave in front of you the whole time, and you're just trying to stay at the same pace but behind it.
That's right.
Because surfing a wave can be hazardous.
It is hazardous. Yeah, you will most likely lose everything.
Following.
Yeah.
And secure your gear before you're coming in.
Right? Yes, yes. Yeah,
before out and in, right?
Going out, you know, it can be for people that don't have a lot of experience, it can be hard, but it's actually the easiest part of the day is just getting out, unless it's a giant surf day. Like, and then you may just want to head home.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, hey, interesting text from our buddy Jim Salazar.
I love this.
I don't know if you saw that yet.
He says,
when it comes to fishing, Kevin is like a Labrador with a ball. Great hearing him on the radio again. It's true. It's like relentless, right?
Well,
get on it.
And I liked the next text just as much, and it was regards to Kevin being a guide. And it says, call the police. Kevin tried to kill me. Ken in North County. And just the amount of time that he's on the water, how long the days were, how hardcore he was in terms of fishing. So, yeah, I got a pretty good kick of that. Yeah. Lots of fun texts coming through already.
Lots of your fans out there.
Oh, well, I appreciate everyone that supported me, especially you guys. You know, like, man, I think I came on the show maybe 8 years ago. I was 23.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was when I was, like, first kind of getting around, and I was with Ron. I remember the first show. And
You were like pro staff for Ron back then.
Yeah, exactly, doing the fishing mission. Yeah. It might have been more than 8 years ago now.
Yeah, maybe.
So I feel like I've definitely grown up in doing the Let's Talk Hookup show. And but, yeah, it's fans and customers, whatever they are, you know, it's I don't know if it's fandom. I don't know how to handle that.
Oh, you're good, man. Hey, well, let's find out what's going on down in the Bob. We have a couple of great reporters here. First, we're going to head down to Rancho Leonero, talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Julie. Hello, Rick, Kevin.
Hey, John. Yeah.
Hey, John, what's happening at Rancho Leonero?
Well, we're out on the water right now. Yusuf and Ingrid and myself, and the fishing has picked up markedly in the last few days. Dorado is finally showing up in pretty good numbers. And a real wide variety of fish. The water's cleaned up and warmed up. Water's now around 86 degrees. And we're catching literally a little bit of everything. You know, the bottom fishing's been real good. A lot of cabrilla, grouper, cargo, of course, pompano. Loads of skipjack, of course, but quite a few Dorado taking on, most of them on the bigger ones on Ballyhoo, smaller ones on sardine drift fishing. The Marlin, too, I was talking to one angler out yesterday, and he caught Cabrilla, Grouper, Pompano, Dorado, and two Marlin, released two Marlin. And so it really, really has picked up a bunch. A lot of sardines still available, and, I'm pretty darn good fishing right now, you guys. It's really picked up a bunch.
Wow, sounds great. Well, we're looking forward to it. Of course, we'll be down in the East Cape here in about a week and a half down at our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. And, of course, we'll be visiting the ranch for our obligatory margarita at the bar there for sure.
You better be expecting it. By the way, it's beautiful down here right now. You know, it's cooled off a bunch. The September's real cool and everything's real, real green. Gosh, it's really greened up. I'm looking at the coast right now. It looks like Hawaii.
That's cool.
Love it.
Well, tell Ingrid and Yusuf good luck from us, and I'm glad you guys are having such a great trip down there, John. Sounds like a lot of fun and biting fish.
Yeah, so, well, we're enjoying ourselves. And we haven't picked up anything but lots of skipjack.
Giant
skipjack, about 10-15 pounders.
That'll work
you over. Cool. We're looking for some yellowfin, really, some Dorado.
Sure. Well, have a great time out there, Yusuf and Ingrid from Cutwater Spirits, of course, and I'll bet there's some Cutwater Spirits on the boat, too. So, hey, how do we get a hold of you if we want to book some trips to Rancho Leonero? This is the prime time. If you can have availability, you want to get down there in October.
There you go. Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next week.
You will for sure.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, then let's continue with some little Baja info. Talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Man, old John, he's living the life. Good for him.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, listen, Pete, I was up in Kodiak for a week, got back Thursday, and I'll tell you, the halibut fishing out of Kodiak fishing was stellar. We 2 days, we fished charter 2 days, and managed to get, I think the biggest was a little over 100 pounds. But we had a lot of those nice fish in between 20 and 40, plenty of rockfish. We fished the rivers there for salmon. And, man, was there a lot of salmon. A little of coho, I should say, the silvers were in the holes. I mean, they were plugged, but they just would not bite. I mean, we were running lures and we were running eggs, and they just shied away from them. But I'll tell you, we did snag quite a bit of them, but you got to release them. It's not a legal catch. But we did bring home some salmon. But like I said, it was just very frustrating to see so many fish and not wanting to bite. But moving down to the Baja, I spoke with Danny Telemontes, our charter guy. They're out of Loreto, and he says it's amazing. Dorado are still in that area. You'll find them north and you'll find them south. And he said it's just unusual to have the Dorado there so long. But they have started fishing in yellowtail up at Punta Popito. It's a good run from there, but there's some nice yellowtail being caught. So they're starting into their yellowtail season for the winter. And, of course, we'll be down there in the spring when they're really going off and they're spawning at that time for our annual Loretto Rumble, and it'll be May 1 to 5. Anyway, got some great news out of San Jose del Cabo there. Our reporter there, Bob Lewis from La Playita. They're getting some big tuna right now. I mean, big boys. And they're very, very close to the beach. They've been up at Vinorama in San Luis. From the marina to that area, it's probably about a 30, 35-minute run. And they're about 2 to 3 miles off the beach. They're inside of land, and they're getting a lot of tuna, 125 to 250, 260, mostly coming on slow-trolled live skipjack. But there's numbers now. There's numbers, and look out. It's going to be a really good fall season. Also, the wahoo are starting to show up. We have our annual Wahoo Rumble at there in San Jose del Cabo, November 7 to 11. And we got about 52 people on that trip, so it should be a hoop.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's fishing. Fishing's really, really going to be good, and the weather looks really good for tropical update down there. Don't believe there's any storms coming up, so
knock on wood.
I've got my fingers crossed that we're going to be over that season.
Yeah.
But
if somebody wants to get with Cast Tours, wants to go to all these wonderful places that you go to, like us, always looking forward to going fishing with Cast, how do we do that?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Okay, next Saturday, man. For sure. All right. And appreciate the call this morning. A little day late, but we had issues yesterday, so glad to get your report in.
Always. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beatty Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are super packed up. If you want to get your shot to get through, it's 213 213- 832-1090 or text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Hey, with that said, it is time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu. Great news that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, as we've mentioned before, is now available in those stealth sizes of 2s and 4s. Perfect for that finicky bluefin early morning bite on the Tanner. From that Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook and the right gauge of wire is key. With Gamakatsu Nautilus, you now have that choice and the confidence that you're getting the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at selected tackle stores. Let's head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning. Man, a decent week up here. You know what? We rolled out of summer officially, I guess. Our water temps up here this week, 66 to 68 pretty much all week. Good little spread of water. As the bass fishing on our half-day trips this week was decent with some good action for the guys on the fly line sardines. Our sardine this week was like 5-inch sardines, so it was perfect for that fly line deal. Some more nice sheephead and sculpin for the people fishing the dropper loop on the bottom there for the half-day anglers. Three-quarter day fishing, kind of more shallow water rock cod fishing. There's been a lot of small mackerel, like 5 to 6 inch mackerel in the zone over the hard bottom that we've been fishing. So this week, a lot of that rockfish was suspended way up into the bait. We were catching fish like 40, 50, 60 feet up off the bottom this week, some nice reds and grouper and whatnot. But along with that, the baits that did make it down there to the bottom and catching some real nice sculpin and some whitefish kind of round out those counts. And then on a few days, you know, we split some time between that deeper water and the bass action on the inside. But the bass was kind of the same deal as a half day. Flyline sardines, and then some guys catching some stuff off the bottom. Over at Clemente, you know, those guys have been catching more bass, bonito, and a handful of yellowtail for their efforts over there. That yellowtail is still kind of that same 12 to 20-pound grade fish, but they're seeing a lot more bonito kind of pushing in over there, too. So they've had a lot of that to kind of keep them busy in between that. The yellowtail and the bass action. So they're also beginning to fold in a few rockfish drifts as well, just to kind of, you know, complete the just nice mixed bag fishing that's going on for them over there. And then the bluefin and arc that was in our counts this week, that was all for Marcus on the Fury. He, you know, on his day and a half, and he's on a two-day trip, I think, this weekend. So awesome. Hopefully I have a few of those in his count when he returns back, but that's all been out there on the banks and guys fishing out there that same grade. 20 to 50 pound fish for them out there as well. So it's kind of what we had this week. You know, we're looking forward to it next week. I will also put it out there that, you know, we have our half price Tuesday deal back in action now that we kind of rolled out of our busy summer months. So check that out. It's half price on Tuesdays, and we're running with the same lower passenger counts, you know, to make things comfortable and whatnot for everybody. So Colton Landing, as you can imagine, that'll fill pretty quick. That's a sold out day for sure, pretty much every week. But our number here, 949-496-5794. You can link us as well through the Let's Talk Hookup page, or you can check us out as well at danawharf.com.
Right on. Good fishing. We always appreciate it, as always. Good call on reservations. And, man, we'll just look forward to hopefully another good fall report here next week.
That's what we're hoping, just a little bit of traction, and, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Stable conditions and some good fishing, Willie. We appreciate everything, bro. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
All right. Well, hey, let's continue with our catch report. We're going to head on down to Cedro Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Jeff Flowers, who's on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Well, I was sitting here listening to Kevin talking about his the sheephead, and you no doubt, Cedros, it's pretty wide open on that if that's what you want to target. And I like the idea of taking down the in the shell, uncooked shrimp, because, you know, if you get bored, you can always chop some up and make some ceviche while you're out there, right?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, I hate to sound like a broken record, but this one actually is a little better than it's been. Still catching halibut along the beach. The big one we had this week was just under 47 pounds, I believe it was. And we're catching great big white sea bass. The weather was nice enough to get a couple boats around the corner and get all the way up to Benitos. And report came back that the yellows were breaking off the 50 pound. They're jumbos. They're in that 40 pound range. The calicos, as it was reported by one of the anglers, they're monsters. So great fishing down there right now. Few Dorado were caught last week. But up and down the whole east side of the island, the big yellows are biting on the surface iron. And it just continues to be strong. It continues to be producing. It just doesn't seem to want to slow down. It is a great opportunity to get down and fish with Cedro Sport Fishing.
I like it, man. Yeah, good fishing and great weather. We dig it. If somebody does want to get in on a late season trip, are there any spots to still join you down there, Jeff?
You know, it is amazing that that there are actually, I think Rosie told me before she left this morning to go do a trip transfer. She's down at the CBX right now. That she's still got a few spots open at the end of October. And I got a call from my boss, and he said, you know, you haven't used all your vacation yet. And so I might be taking one of those spots.
Better go.
Nice, Jeff. So somebody wants to join you in October. How do we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, get a hold of Rosie. You can actually look in on the website, which is cedrossportfishing.com, and check the schedule. I think she may have opened them up. If not, give her a call, and you can reach her on her cell phone. She answers all the time, and if she doesn't, she will call you back within a few minutes. And that number is 619-772-7570. And when she answers, if she doesn't say, hello, this is Rosie, you called the wrong place. So make sure you call Rosie at Cedro Sport Fishing.
Right on, Jeff. Well, great report. Glad to hear the fishing took a turn for the even better, and we'll look forward to hearing another great report next week.
You got it, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, now let's hit the surf, find out what's going on the beach. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, standing by. Good morning, Gundy.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great, buddy.
Interesting situation on the beach here. Spotty would be a good word. You know, I went to a good tool right now because of just the wide variance in the temperatures on the beaches. The cooler beaches are slow. You know, the more northern beaches are probably cooler, but then the southern beaches have some warm patches, and in these warm patches, there's very good fishing going on. So, like, the surfing reports will have beach-by-beach water temperatures, you know, and that's real useful to kind of eliminate certain areas and kind of dial in warmer, you know, warmer batches. And then, of course, listening to this radio program and getting a report, because I've got some good stuff from the tackle shops, and we'll get started here. Hook, line, sinker reported good barred perch fishing on most beaches. You know, it's been really good out there west, Refugio, El Capitan. They had a good bite this week on East Beach. The grub was red hot, root beer, motor oil colors. Most of the fish around a pound. I think a pound and a quarter was probably one of the better ones. And then that stretch from Summerland to Carpinteria has been good for Corbina, but a little slow this week. Water temp dipped, but they're still seeing the fish in there. And then more halibut starting to show. Goleta Beach, and then in and around the harbor, so that's a good sign up north. You're going to see the first signs of halibut moving on the cooler, you know, fall-type conditions. The fishing, Wiley's reported good sheephead fishing, another, you know, feature of cooler water. One of the shop regulars there had a 4- and 5-pound sheephead fishing shrimp this week, and another guy checked in a 6-pounder caught at Big Rock. I know the boat's been getting the sheephead, too, offshore. Several legal white sea bass were also taken, the surf line there. County line has been a good area, and that's where these fish came from. Swim baits or hard jerk baits. Some of the halibut guys are hooking the sea bass fishing for halibut. Just Fishing reported a dip in the water temperature in the South Bay, a little bit slower Corbina fishing. They're still seeing them in the surf line, though. You just need a little stability there. I think the water temperature is around 65. The best bet there, though, was 1- to 3-pound bonita in and around the harbor, taking colts, little colt snipers, crocodiles, things like that. Big Fish reported a good croaker bite off Seal Beach. Pier, the beach fishing was kind of slow, but the pier was real good. 3- to 4-pound yellowfin croaker with a few spot fin to 5-pound in the mix. Mussel, ghost shrimp, the best bait there. Like I said, fluctuation in temperature along Long Beach there, they had 58 to 68 degree water this week. Ketchum reported cool water on the peninsula. A shop regular fish 56th Street had 3 hand-sized perch, saw Corbina, but no takers. Hogan's reported warm water in Capo Bay and several nice Corbina taken to 3.5 pounds. Wide open croaker bite in the harbor on lugworms, very good fishing for 3- to 4-pound yellowfin. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported best conditions from the harbor south to Cardiff, warm water in there, 68, 67, still lots of crabs, and they found some biting corbina, mostly two-pound fish, a few kickers pushing the four-pound mark. Spot fin bite, very good inside Oceanside Harbor, the backside of that full moon, good strong tides. I think the top spot fin was 5.5 and some chunky yellow fin. Two orange-mouth corvina topped by an 8-pound orange-mouth, also taken in Oceanside Harbor. So you're seeing a little transition. You're seeing some of the harbor fishing light up right now. And, you know, it's not typical of what we have this year. We usually have some warmer water. But, you know, you deal with the cards that are dealt to you, right, Pete?
Maybe if that's a spotty report, I'll take that all week. That's great. There's some good beach and harbor fishing to be had right now.
You know, that's the thing. You know, everyone's like, oh, it's cooling off, it's over. But you know what? It's not. There's always opportunity, and, you know, you just kind of stay with it, and there's some fine catching. 8-pound orange mouth, I'll take that any day.
Yeah. A great
fishing. Well, thanks, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. You guys have a good week.
See you, Gundy. Appreciate that. All right. Hey, want to remind you, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Check surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing reports, tackle, and more.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Packed up they are. Tom in University City, you're up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I first met Kevin. I started kayak fishing in La Jolla about 12 years ago, and I was out there not catching anything for a long time. And then I fished with Kevin a couple times, and you know, I had a couple of the best days of fishing ever on those trips, but I also learned the basics. So I think I probably am still fishing because of that, because I don't think I could have kept going, not catching anything.
Wow.
And, and my question is,
Tom, we shared a couple of days out there, but that one night that we had on sea bass was pretty crazy.
I know. Kevin waved me over, and these sea bass were, he was dropping an iron with a squid pinned on these schools of roaming sea bass and hooking up, and I was able to follow him around and get in on that, and it was just the most exciting night of fishing I've ever had.
Thank you
for that. So my question, I know, Kevin, you're using light spinning gear a lot now to throw stick baits where people normally would use a surface iron, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom's been out there, by the way, for a very, very long time. I wonder if he still has that old Revolution that he used to be out there in. But the stick bait phenomena and I think Ali was talking about this yesterday with specifically stick baits and pairing it with a spinning reel is a in my opinion, it's also a necessity. I think he said something similar, that you need to have it to work it right. I use a really much lighter setup than probably most people would for a stick bait setup on yellowtail. But when I'm using a stick bait, I'm using it as a sight fishing tool and not necessarily a boiling fish. You know, I can still catch plenty of fish doing that, but I find that, especially this year, not necessarily such a common thing anymore in La Jolla as it used to be with, it's seasonal, but sight fishing with that stick bait is just so good. The setup I use is an 8-foot medium, not medium heavy, a medium spinning rod graded from anywhere from 15 to 40 pound, that typical, but that conversion is actually in braid. It's not the monofilament, so you can imagine how much lighter this rod is.
Sure.
It is really light.
Yeah.
So, and like the size of reel is more like a, maybe at the max an 8,000 size. I mean, it's tiny. Yeah. Maybe a 10,000 if you get really.
And this is targeting big bluefin.
Yellowtail.
Big yellowtail.
Yeah, sight fishing yellowtail.
Okay. So, sight fishing yellowtail.
Sight fishing yellowtail, yeah.
Wow. Sight fishing meaning like fish up splashing around or just breezers or literally just looking down in the water and seeing a subsurface yellowtail swimming by. Like, what do you mean by sight fishing?
Subsurface. Yeah. So the thing about there's a lot of places they do this, but I feel like definitely in our local inshore waters, a lot of fish go right past people. They would have never even
swim
seen
right
that
by.
Fish. Yeah, it's just right there. But like around here, they do this all the time, And if you get an eye for it, you can throw your bait, lead the fish in front, lead your bait in front of the fish, and get them to really hunt it down.
Turn and...
Yeah, I think that you know, there's a
lot
of
you're fishing kelp lines and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they do it in open water too. I've caught fish in 600 feet of water on a kayak, you know, down, you know, that's underneath me, but they're right on top. So, but there's nothing to give it away. Like, there's maybe a little twitch of a water ripple there, here and there, but that's it. Like, it's easier to do on a kayak, I think, because they never see you.
Right.
There's no draft to the kayak. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe the pedals is the only thing they'll ever get to feel or see. But they're so relaxed on the surface. You can get right up next to them and. Next to him, I mean like 100 feet.
Yeah, cool.
That's awesome.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, that was killer. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice, free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Capresci of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.